here again, I know you touched on this, but your reaction when you found out that you were Cardinals were interested and the deal comes to fruition?
Oh, you know, super excited. You know, my mom grew up here before she moved down to Jupiter, and then, you know, I grew up in Jupiter going to the spring training games, and I was telling someone the other day, I actually pitched at the Roger Dean Stadium in a Cardinals uniform in high school. They do the local, little All-Star game there, and they North versus South, and they do the Marlins and Cardinals, and I was on a Cardinals side, so it's kind of come full circle. I get to wear the uniform for real, and it's just a really exciting feeling.
How'd you do?
I think I threw an inning, maybe gave up a hit or two, but I don't think I gave up any runs, so it was good.
Did you eat any lizards after that game?
No, that was much later.
Is that still a delicacy? You enjoy that still? Or
no, not anymore really, but you know, I know there's people down in South Florida, all the iguanas are falling out of the trees right now because of that cold weather, and I know people are scooping them up left and right, so someone's eating them, just thankfully it's not me.
Are there things you picked up in Japan that you feel like you're going to miss coming back to the States now that are part of your life over there?
The only thing I might miss is their schedule. You know, they've got that off day every week, and as a starter, I didn't have to stay for all the games, which is a really weird thing. Guys kind of find it hard to grasp is the day after I pitch, you go to the field, stretch, run, throw, and the game starts, and they send you home because they have that rotating roster there. So, you know, that extra time with the family is something I'll miss. But baseball-wise, I'm really excited to get back here.
Of your pitch mix, which pitch do you feel like you developed the most over in Japan from when you were over here?
I feel like I got a lot more consistent with my curveball, just being able to work it, you know, both sides of the plate, keeping it down, throwing it for strikes more often, and also my slider, moving that back and forth as well.
How much?
You didn't give up very many walks at all while you were over there.
No.
How much of that is reflective of what you were working on in your control? How much of that is their style and how the hitters were over there?
You know, I'm sure, you know, if you look at it, it's a little bit of both, but, you know, I worked on, you know, balancing out my delivery, you know, better balance, better direction, which helped me, you know, control that ball, not yanking as many and not letting as many kind of fly away. So it kept me more in the middle of the zone. And, you know, their hitters, they get in a mode where they're very much not wanting to strike out. So they foul a lot of pitches off, and learning how to use that to my advantage. And, you know, they're fouling them off. You can lead them further and further and further away. And then, you know, try to put them away quick.
That could be beneficial here, though, where the strikeout is a little more accepted, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got guys over there fouling off curveballs at their feet and then fastballs at their chin. I mean, because they really shorten up, and a lot of those guys get to two strikes, and they're no longer trying to really do any damage. They're just trying not to strike out. They're trying to put the ball in play. And I know that you've got a lot of guys here with two strikes. You know, they still got that big swing, so hopefully that will play up a little bit.
Miles, can you humor me with a pre-Japan scouting report of yourself and a post-Japan scouting report?
Pre-Japan, you know, I was probably mostly fastball, curveball. I mixed in the slider a little bit, and I could be a little wild at times. Post-Japan, I feel like I'm a little more of a complete pitcher, fastball, curveball, slider, you know, for strikes, mixing a changeup, change speeds better. Work the count a little better, things like that.
Have you noticed much of a difference in umpiring from Japan to the major leagues, either in terms of consistency from guy to guy or location of the zone, anything like that?
No, the umpires over there were good. You know, every umpire, you know, anywhere, they're going to have a little bit different zone than the next guy maybe. You know, that's the human element, you know, which is awesome. But no, the guys over there are great. You know, the guys over here are great. You know, they're at the top level. You know, their umpires are the best over in Japan, and our umpires are the best, you know, the best guys we got here.
Was there a moment over there where you felt like, okay, I can be, this will work in the majors? How did you kind of get the sense that I bet I can make my way back?
Maybe a little bit towards the end of my first year when I had a really strong run, everything kind of fell together. And then in the middle of this last season, you know, everything kind of just kind of kept rolling, and I felt, you know, just my body felt great. My arm felt great. You know, the way I was pitching, it was really the way that I wanted to pitch. And, you know, I thought that, you know, that it would translate, and I'm looking forward to see how it does.
How much pride do you take in the fact that bolster their rotation. You know, some fans are wondering, oh, should they make another one? And most have been very adamant that you can help them be a championship team.
It makes me feel great, and I'm really proud of that. And, you know, one of the things I learned in Japan, the things that I'm carry here is I love to compete, you know, and I'm going to go out there and, you know, I'm going to pitch my ass off, you know, for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 innings, however long I have the ball. I like to leave it all out there on the field, you know, do anything I can to win, whether it's, you know, pitching, laying down a bunt, fielding my position, you know, cheering guys on from the dugout, let them know that I'm there, that I'm behind them. You know, I want to win.
Do you have a sense of which other teams were interested in you?
I know there were a few. I know there were some teams in the American League, you know, some other teams in the National League.
Cubs?
They may have been in the mix. I'm not 100% sure how far they were willing to go, but, you know, Cardinals was kind of my choice, so.
I was going to say, how much of that was a factor, the growing up wearing the uniform, that attachment versus they also had the best offer, or was it a...
You know, both, you know, it just... You know, I was lucky enough and fortunate enough that, you know, one of the teams that I really, really wanted to play for also, you know, really, really wanted me.
Miles, anything about Japanese food or culture you're really going to miss, you think, after doing that?
They're fans, you know, from a cultural standpoint, the way that they love baseball. And once they grasp onto something that they like, they take it to the limit, you know, kind of like here. You know, someone told me the other day, you know, Wednesday, middle of the week, boom, sold out crowd. Same way in Japan, you know, Wednesday, Tuesday, midweek, maybe it's not even that big of a game, not a rivalry or anything, but, you know, they're sold out. Trumpets, horns, you know, noisemakers, you know, they're great over there.
I've heard everybody say your last name differently. How do you want us to say your last name? What's the correct way, the right way to say it?
Michaelis.
I know you're penciled into the starting rotation, but how open would you be if they asked you to pitch out of a bullpen at some point?
You know, as long as I'm pitching and as long as I'm helping the team, you know, that's what I want to do. My goal is to start, and hopefully I can prove that I deserve one of those spots. I mean, you know, penciled in is penciled in. You know, it's up to me to, you know, show them that I'm the guy they went out and got, and, you know, I'm going to go out there and show them that.
Having been a few years since you pitched in the major leagues stateside, do you have any personal goals for what you want to do this time around?
I want to be better than I was last time. I want to win, and I want to have fun. You know, I want to have a good time, and, you know, winning is fun. So those two things kind of go hand in hand.
Is it playing overseas, is that giving you more perspective? You know, you mentioned I want to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was probably a little more nervous, you know, first time up, you know, and then first time starting, you know, that walking on eggshells kind of feeling, you know, I probably should have tossed that aside back then. And, you know, I kind of tossed it aside over in Japan and, you know, just go out, have fun and do my thing, because that's when I'm at my best.
How familiar are you with Greg Maddux, and what do you guys, you know, how is that? Knowing that you're
going to
be pitching with somebody that you had a relationship with before?
I'm real. You know, I was only in Texas for half a season, right. So, you know, Mike Maddux and I, our relationship was, you know, probably sporadic. You know, like I said, there was a lot of turnover that year, a lot of guys up and down. But, you know, hopefully he still remembers me and what I'm all about, and hopefully I can show him, you know, how I've grown as a pitcher and, you know, kind of worked on those things that we had talked about. And I'm looking forward to, you know, spending a whole season spring training with him and being able to pick his brain a little bit more.
Do you have any connections to any other guys on the team that you knew previously or had ties to?
I was with Jed, Pirates organization. We were roommates in AA for a little bit. He's a great guy. I was in the Fall League with Lions, mm-hmm. and I was San Diego with Gregerson as well. So there's a few guys that I know that'll hopefully help me, you know, already have some friends on the team, you know, hopefully make some new friends pretty quick. So
has he reached out to you, and what did he tell you about St. Louis if you did?
Chatted briefly over social media, you know, excited to see me again, and I'm excited to see him again, and, you know, we'll pick up right where we left off in spring.
Are you working out at the Cardinals facility now?
I've been over there a little bit. I'm at another gym over there in Jupiter, but I've been playing catch out there a little bit, running around, throwing a frisbee, you know, getting my exercise in. But I'll be over there more and more as spring training gets closer.
Have you talked to anyone yet, like Wainwright or
Matheny? Yeah, actually, I saw Matheny over there one of the days I was going to play catch. He was out there with his kids, you know, hitting around, playing catch with them. I saw him for a minute. I saw Paul over there. He was out there playing catch. Wainwright texted me after I signed, you know, welcome to the team, congrats, everything. So that was great. And I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. You know, that's why I know the closer it gets to spring, more and more guys are kind of going to be filing in down there and showing up. So I'm going to start, you know, lurking around there a little bit more, trying to bump in everybody.
Talking about that workout regimen, is that another spot where maybe from Japan to the majors, there's a difference in terms of what they focus on trainer-wise, or is that consistent across the board?
What the Japanese guys focus on, you know, they've got their own system. I was able to keep my own program. The team was really good with understanding how the foreign players kind of like to work out in their routine. So I was able to keep my routine pretty similar to what I had over here.